for that, I mean, I'd be willing to go get them and bring them down. That's no problem. Because one of the things that Lynn had was the tractor ride. There was always a line for that, the antique tractor, which Baxter's so courteously donated to let that happen. That was cool, and my kids loved it, and the horse and buggy was great. I don't know if the horse and buggy will come out here. It's a little far, but having some kind of tractor, because I know they parked in the soccer fields.
Yeah, one of the things that we kind of thought we would do is use the Christian High School again and the Boys and Girls Club lot, because we didn't know how much space we would have available at the airport. And what we wanted to do is to run the shuttles where, and they would just cross. Because
right.
what we found last year is that what we were having them do was turn around right at the entrance to the airport, and they were finding a little bit of difficulty trying to do that. So what we basically said is, okay, one will come from the Christian High School drop and then go and follow on down to the Boys and Girls Club lot, and then the Boys and Girls Club lot coming down, drop off, and go on to the high school. So there's not any of this turning around, so it's just passing each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the thought that we wanted to do this year.
Good.
Is there anything that the advisory committee or county could do better to help you? Airport, advisory committee, county?
I can't think of anything offhand. Okay. We're just starting the planning right now. We did have some things that we came up with last year that we needed to work on, and we've already worked on some of those logistically. We'll have more golf carts have us go around, and instead of us using all of our cell phones, we had somebody donated walkie-talkies to us, so we have those. So that's going to make communication a little bit better for the committee itself. You know, volunteers are always what seems to be the source of issue, but it all seems to work out in the end, and everybody comes out and helps out where they need to. We had, in the past, we've had the ROTC helping us with a lot of stuff, and the Young Marines actually stepped up this year, and they came to our first planning meeting, and they're going to take care of a lot of stuff that we were, you know, not sure about going into the event. So that's going to help us out immensely. But right now, I can't think of anything.
Okay. Any other questions for the chamber?
For just the benefit of the advisory group, the council supports Wings and Wheels, but I don't know to the tune of.
It was $1,300 last year.
So they are.
I didn't mean to hold you up with this, but
no.
We've been, our last meeting, we had a lot of discussion about trying to encourage good additional planes from NASCAR that might help build our town up.
Right.
And we have had them come here in the past. We haven't over the last year, but that was one of the thoughts that we did. We don't think they'll come if we had the event, but they're not coming anyway.
I guess because we didn't know that NASCAR was going to come that weekend, you know, we had already thought, okay, well, this is a perfect weekend. Larry was going out and inviting his planes. You know, they were talking about it at the car show. We were telling, you know, we were putting advertising out that, you know, yes, it's going to be October 1st, and then all of a sudden we hit this wall, and we thought, oh my gosh, what do we do now? And so that's where we were, and we just, you know, needed to have somebody give us, you know, some direction of what, you know, whether it was going to be approved or not, so we could move on from there. But
I have one question. Are you going to put the cars in the grass?
No, that's going to be overflow if we need it, but the it worked really well where they had them last year, and they want to do the same thing. And that's exactly what happened, because we had the bad weather leading up to it, and people were afraid they were going to have to park in the grass, and they didn't come.
There'll be additional paving.
I thought Larry would be down the door.
There's additional parking.
That's what Jim was telling us. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Any day now.
Probably that is across the taxiway.
Okay.
And then I can work with you going forward to see where we are. Okay. So I got your blessing. Does that mean I have your blessing?
Yes.
Yay! Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.